evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Vayikra, and it's also known, it's brought down in the Yismach Yisrael, who was the Alexander Rebbe, the Heilige Alexander. So he writes that this Shabbos is called Shabbos Penuya. I assume that he heard this from his predecessors. And he gives a few reasons why it's called Shabbos Penuya. Penuya, one interpretation, is from the word panui, which means clean out, cleaned out, like upinu es habayis. He says that just like when one goes to the mikveh Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, one is supposed to immerse himself two times, at least. Once is to purify himself from all the undesirables, to purify himself, let's say on Friday, from the entire week, or before Yom Tov. And the second tefillah is to be mamshech upon himself, to extend upon himself the kedusha of the Shabbos or of the Yom Tov. So he says the two Shabboses prior to Pesach, which is the Shabbos after Parshas HaChodesh and Shabbos HaGadol, this year it's Vayikra and Sav, correspond to the two immersions, the two tefillahs that one immerses before Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this is Shabbos Penuya, where a person, where a Yid is supposed to cleanse himself, like the first immersion in the mikvah, cleanse himself from all the tumas, from all the impurities of the previous year, and prepare himself for Pesach, which in many respects is a new year. One interpretation. Another he gives is that Penuya is a woman who is not yet married. It's called a Penuya. Pesach is the kedushin of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sort of Mekadesh us on Pesach. The chuppah was Shavuos. So this is the Shabbos Penuya, where we're still a Penuya, just like a woman has to clear her mind and designate herself totally to her future husband. So we have to clear our minds, clear ourselves, purify ourselves for the upcoming Kedushin, Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, the Kedushin which begins Pesach time. And it happens to be Parashas Vayikra, which the name of the Sedra is Vayikra, although it talks about Karbonos almost entirely from Pasuk Beis and on, yet the Parsha is called Vayikra, and so is the Sefer, it's called Vayikra. And it's also called Toiras Kehanim, which is what it's known in the Gemara and Brachis as the Chomor Shebesvarim, as it says, B'nayohu ben Yehoyada, Hike Eso Ari B'saych HaBar, which the Gemara says refers to Toiras Kehanim, which is considered the most difficult of all the Svarim of Chumash, mostly Halachis and Halachis concerning Karbonais, and Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. The most difficult, the middle part of the Chumash, which corresponds to Machana Leviyah. We know that Klal Yisrael surrounded the Mishkan. There were four Machanos, and in the middle Machana, which was the Machana Shechina, where the Leviyim were. Vayikra is the middle Sefer of Chumash corresponding to Machana Leviyah, Toras Kohanim, which we always read as we prepare ourselves for Pesach. And this year especially, today, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, as we read last week, B'yom HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChodesh Tokim Es Mishkan Ohel Moed, B'chodesh HaSheni, B'chodesh HaRishon B'Shona HaSheni, is Hukam HaMishkan. Today was the day when the Mishkan was put up permanently for that time, Yom HaShmini LaMiluim. And as the Sifri Zuta and the Medrash Tanchuma tell us, Vayikra was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This parsha is the first dibur that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from the newly built Mishkan Oyhel Moyed. Vayikra el Moshe vayedaber Hashem elov me Oyhel Moyed. In fact, we don't find anywhere before this that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oyhel Moyed, because there was no Oyhel Moyed. This is the first time it was put up, the day it was put up. Although the Gemara in Gittin says that there were eight parshias that were said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vayikra is not mentioned there as one of them. Tzarech Ian on this medrash, on this Sifri, but that's what it says. Vayikra, and it would make sense, al pipshat, certainly, that Vayikra was said Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The question is, why is there an Aleph Zeira here? Vayikra is written with a small Aleph. And Rashi tells us, l'chol dibrois u'l'chol amirois u'l'chol tzivuyim, for every time that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it's with the word vayedaber or vayomer or vayitzav, there's always a kriya that was always preceded by a calling, kadma kriya, which is a lashon chiba, an expression of love. as we find by Avraham Avinu after the Akedah, where it says after Avraham is about to slaughter Yitzchak, Vayikra Elov Malach Min Hashamayim Vayomer Avraham Avraham. So Rashi says Avraham Avraham is a Lashon Chiba. The pasuk begins with the word Vayikra. Vayikra there is certainly a Lashon of Chiba, and here it is too. As the Gemara learns out in Yuma from this pasuk, that one is not supposed to speak to his friend before calling his name first, Derech Eretz. Hashem first called Moshe by name, and then he speaks to him. What does this have to do with the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach and Chodesh Nisan in general? And why is it, as Rashi says, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ohel Moed, but it wasn't from the entire Ohel Moed? Rashi tells us here that the voice of Hashem was only heard in one particular area, and that was, as he asks, based from the Torah's Kohanim, Yochol Mikol Habayis, was the voice of Hashem heard from the entire Mishkan, Talmud Loma Me'al HaKapoyres. Yochol Me'al HaKapoyres Kula, was it the entire Kapoyres? No, Talmud Loma Mibayin Shnei HaKeruvim. The voice of Hashem was only heard between the two Keruvim, the two images that were on the covering of the Aron. Another question, Rashi says that the word Lamar over here doesn't mean like it usually means, to say to Bnei Yisrael that which is coming, the psukim about the Karbonos, but Lamar over here, Rashi gives two interpretations. One is go and tell them, Divrei Kvushin, tell them comforting words, that it's because of you that I am speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe Rabbeinu who had to deliver to Klal Yisrael and tell them that the only reason that Hashem speaks to him is because of them. If not for them, he wouldn't speak to him. And the proof is the 38 years that the Jews in the Midbar were menudin, they were excommunicated as a result of Chet HaMeraglim. It says Hashem didn't speak to Moshe directly during that time. So Hashem speaks to Moshe only as the agent to deliver Dibrais and Sivuyim to Klal Yisrael. And Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to know that he only speaks to Moshe because of them. And the other interpretation is, tell them what I have to say and let me know what they said. Even though Hashem, of course, knows the answer. As Mefarshim say, this was sort of a new Kabbalah's HaTorah. The Torah is now being given from Ohel Moed, the Pratim, the details of that which were given on Sinai. And just like over there it says, Vayoshev Moshe es Divrei Ha'omel Hashem, it says it here too. The Pashtus, this pasuk is a continuation of the previous parasha where it says that Moshe was not able to enter the Mishkan. V'lo yochel Moshe lovo el Ohel Moed ki shochan olav he'onon. Until Hashem calls to him, Vayikra el Moshe, Hashem calls to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then delivers the message, tells Moshe what he has to say. So this is it's continuation of Sefer Shemos, which ends with Hakamas HaMishkan, which takes place Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What happens Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, first of all, back in history was the day, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that Adam was created. Vayikra es Shemam Adam. Zohar u'nekeva bora oisam. That was the day that Adam, who was created at the time with the neshama greater than the neshama, just as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, as it says, the neshama of Mashiach. That's the large aleph at the beginning of Divrei Hayom, and the large aleph in the word Adam. That's Adam koydem hachet. A large letter refers to a very high madrega. A small letter, as in our pasuk Vayikra, with a small aleph, refers to a lower madrega. Because this Vayikra is after the Chet. This is after the Chet of Eitz Hadas and after Chet HaEgel. In fact, this is the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel, as we read last week. Mishkan HaEdus, the Mishkan served as testimony that Hashem was willing, Levater Lahem, to forgive them for Chet HaEgel. The first day that Klal Yisrael received atonement is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the day that the Mishkan was complete, put up, and that's when the Shekhinah comes down to earth. The Shekhinah that was originally here before Chet Eitz Hadas. The Lashon of the Medrash is Ikar Shekhinah B'tachtoinim Hoysa. This is where the Shekhinah originally was. When was the Shekhinah here? On the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The first Rosh Chodesh Nisan prior to the Chet of Eitz Hadas, the Shekhinah was down below. Afterwards it left. Now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year after they left Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah returns with Hakamas HaMishkan. So this is not only a kapara for Chet HaEgel, but it's also a kapara for Chet Eitz Hadas. We mentioned a few weeks ago that the Chet HaEgel was initially really not a Chet. They wanted that Hashem should speak to them through the Egel. And that's exactly what's happening here, except not through the eagle, but through the kruvim. Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem elov me'ohel moed. And Rashi says, from where? Mibein shnei hakruvim. The shnei hakruvim are also images. And the tikkun is minei ubei, like we find many times. The rectification for the chet is the sort of the chet itself. But here it's tzivoy Hashem. So here it can't go wrong. So in order to show that chet ha'egel has been forgiven somewhat, we know it's not totally forgiven until the asid lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu dafka mibein shnei hakruvim, which was their initial machshava, their initial thought was that Hashem should speak to them through the eagle, that the eagle should be the vehicle through which the Shekhinah should speak to them. That's where Hashem is speaking to them now. On the first day that they're receiving atonement, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, dafka mibein shnei hakruvim. Shnei hakruvim is begematria eila elohecha Yisrael. Those were the words that Klal Yisrael said. Eila elohecha Yisrael, which was chet ha'egel. Shnei hakruvim is a tikkun for eila elohecha Yisrael, for the chet ha'egel. We find the word kruvim mentioned for the first time by the chet eitz hadas. A pasuk that's not that well known, but the pasuk tells us right after chet eitz hadas, vayigoresh es ha'odom. Hashem banished, exiled Adam Arishon from Gan Eden. And Hashem, it says, vayashkein mikedem legan Eden es hakruvim. Hashem put on the east side of Gan Eden, outside of Gan Eden, he rested there, vayashkein, also miloshen mishkan, but over here it wasn't hashroas hashchina, this is the opposite, the kruvim. And who are the kruvim over here? Rashi says, malachei chabola. These are dangerous angels that are out to destroy. That's not the kruvim that we're talking about. These kruvim were malachei chabola, because malachim also are referred to in Tanakh, in Yecheskel, and Yeshaya as kruvim. These were malachei chabola that was set up in front of Gan Eden to keep Adam out. With a turning, it's sort of, it looked like a sword, a shining sword that was turning to scare Adam away from Gan Eden so that he shouldn't enter. As a result of Chet Eitz Hadas, there was Gerushin. And kruvim, malachei chabola, are placed outside of Gan Eden. Here, there's the opposite of Gerushin. Here, Hashem is taking Klal Yisrael back. Vayehi biyom kalas Moshe lahakim es hamishkan miloshen kala hanechneses kekala hanechneses lechupa. This is nesuin, this is kedushin, this is marriage, this is reunification with Hashem. That's what the hakamas hamishkan is. Yom hakamas hamishkan is begamatri misameach chosan imakala. Yom hakamas hamishkan. Klal Yisrael are now the Kala once again. Kalas Moshe. Vayibiyoim Kalas Moshe. Those who say that Nosi after davening, every one of the 12 days of Nisan, this morning, we ready after davening, and some even do it from a Sefer Torah. Vayibiyoim Kalas Kalos Moshe Lokim Mishkan Kekala Hanechneses Lechupas. That's the total opposite of Ayigoresh Es Ha'odom. It's not Gerishin, it's Kedushin, it's Nesuin. It's not Kruvim that Amalachi Chabola, but Hashem is speaking to them, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, which kruvim, as Unkelos translates it in Parshas Truma, karavia, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, the mus partsuf tinok. The pasuk says, v'yasisa shnayim kruvim zohav. Says Rashi, the mus, exactly these words, the mus partsuf tinok lohem, that the two kruvim are built in the image of a child's face, an innocent child. And it's amazing that the words of Yosiso Shnayim Kruvim are exactly begamatria demus parts of Tinok. And I haven't found it anywhere yet, but I can't believe no one figured it out. But Yosiso Shnayim Kruvim is begamatria demus parts of Tinok. A Tinok, a child, never sinned. A child is innocent. Ravya are children. Kruvim are two children, two, a boy and a girl, facing each other. Ufneihem Ishel Ochiv. Klal Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh Nisan were like tinoikos, were like little children. They were now innocent. They are now regaining their innocence. Hashem is taking them back, and that's how we enter Chodesh Nisan. And we find this: the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Mitzrayim was also the same way. Klal Yisrael are now being told HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodoshim. They're being introduced to Karban Pesach, to the laws of matzah and chametz, and they also were not on a madrega gedoyla. Halolu avidei avodah zarah halolu. They were on the 49th level of tumah, but Hashem is willing to overlook Pesach miloshen psicha v'dilug. He skips over all the 49 dargas of tumah and brings them to the highest madregas, and they are like a child. That's why on Pesach the emphasis is children, tinoikos, babies, little children stay up Pesach, which you don't find by any other Yom Tov. All the chazalim that speak to us about that we should do this so that the children will ask, and do this so that the children won't fall asleep, because we're all tinoikos, we're all little children, we're all kruvim, we're all little babies on Pesach, we're all innocent, we're all starting over. The original Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when Chet Eitz Hadas took place. The Chet Eitz Hadas was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that the world was created Chaf Hei Adar. So that means Adam was created Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and on the same day was Chet Eitz Hadas, which resulted in Vayigoresh Esa Adam and Vayashkein Mikedem Leganeden Es Hakruvim. So the same 2,000 years later, 2,449 years later, is when the Mishkan is put up on the very same day where Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mibein Shnei Hakruvim, and it's Vayikra Loshen Chiba. Hashem is calling to Moshe Rabbeinu, a calling which is an expression of love. We find Vayikra by the Chet Eitz Hadas also. It says Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Ha'odom Vayoyim Eloi Ayeka. Hashem calls to Adam and he says, "Where are you?" As the Baal Tanya says, "Where are you in this world? Ayeka, where are you?" A Yid has to ask himself every single day, "Where am I?" That's also a Vayikra, but that's not a Vayikra Loshon Chiba. Hashem is chastising Adam. Ayeka, where are you? Look what you did. Look what you brought to the world. This Vayikra rectifies that Vayikra. This is the same on both on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam Vayom Elo Ayeka, and now Rosh Chodesh Nisan Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elov. That's the small aleph. The small aleph is after the chait, after our stature was diminished. The Yalkut Ruveni says that the small aleph is because he could say that as great as Moshe Rabbeinu was, there was a slight chesaron in here. That's the little aleph. The slight chesaron, what was missing is that Moshe wasn't married. That's what he says, that Moshe was alone. He was separated from his wife. Says the Tzvilat Tzadik. The Blujava writes in his Sefer, Tzvilat Tzadik, awesome Sefer. So he says, Chas v'shalom, to say that it's a chesaron, that's what it means over here. By Yikra El Moshe, and there's a small aleph. Do you know why he's not married? Because Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me'oy Helmoy, because Hashem speaks to him all the time, so he can't be married. That's the Kal V'chaymer that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal V'chaymer, and he said, If the Jews had to separate because Hashem spoke to them one time, I certainly have to separate always when Hashem speaks to me all the time. So he says it's not really a chesaron in Moshe, it's just the Torah is telling us, it's revealing to us, by Yikra with a small aleph, you know why? Moshe, there is a chesaron here that Moshe is not an Adam HaSholem, sort of, because Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed. And the interesting contrast to the creation of Adam on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Adam was created Rosh Chodesh Nisan and married Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Adam becomes an Adam HaSholem on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Adam is introduced to his second half, to his plag gufa on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher madrig. This is after, Adam afterwards participates in the Chet Eitz Hadas. So Adam, the large aleph becomes a small aleph. The other interpretation brought down by the Baal HaTurim is that Moshe Rabbeinu was an onav. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't write Vayikra, he just couldn't write it. So he made the aleph small, like Vayikar, like it says by Bilam. So it's anivus, it's bittul, which is what's required for Hashra'as HaShchina. In order for the Shechina to rest, in order for the Shechina to enter this world, in order for the Shechina to enter a person, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Saita, it's in order, only ve'esdaka, ve'eshkain esdaka, only someone who's a daka, someone who's an oni v'daka, a person who is humble is zochet to Hashra'as HaShchina. That's the whole idea of eating matzah. Matzah is flat. Humility. Chametz is gaiva, is yeshus. And that's what we're doing now. We're getting rid of the chametz. We are now within the 2 weeks, which even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, shayal in v'darshan behilchas ha-Pesach, 2 weeks before. And now we are within 2 weeks of Pesach. 2 weeks from last night is already the first Seder. So it's less than 2 weeks. So everyone is busy now cleaning the house, cleaning themselves from the chametz that exists in each and every one of us, mikaf ma'avel v'chametz, which is the Yetzer Hara, referred to the chametz, the one who sours things, the sa'or shebe'isa, as the Gemara refers to the Yetzer Hara. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the first Yid. Shavuos is Yitzchak. And Sukkos is Yaakov. And perhaps that's hinted in the first pasuk here in Vayikra, Vayikra is Lashon Chiba. Vayikra is the Kriya. Hashem first calls to the Jewish people. There's a calling. There's a Mashicha. Hashem calls to us. He's Moshe. He draws us to him. That's, as Mefarshim say, see the Shesfarim speak about it, that Hashem drew us to him with Kinyan Mashicha, like someone draws an animal, which there's a Kinyan Mashicha, or you could call out to the animal. If the animal moves as a result of you calling to it, the animal becomes yours. So Hashem is now being Moshech Klal Yisrael. That's why the first day of Pesach we read Mishchu Ukechu Lachem, which also, besides meaning pull the animal, pull the sheep, it also means pull yourselves. Mishchu Yedeichem Avodah Zarah. And then incidentally, the first word of the first Kriya of Pesach, which is from Parshas Boy, is Vayikra. Vayikra El Moshe. The Pasuk says in Parshas Boy, by Shishi, which is what we're going to be reading, Pesach morning, the first day, Vayikra Moshe L'chol Zikne Yisrael V'yomer Aleha Mishchu Kulachem. So the first word is Vayikra. And Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, the Sedra known as Vayikra, begins with Vayikra. Vayikra is a lashon of chiba, it's a lashon of mashicha, to draw. Hashem first calls to us with an expression of love, and then vayedaber, then he speaks to us. That's shvuas. Hashem spoke to us on shvuas. He didn't really speak to us on Pesach. On Pesach, he told Moshe to draw Klal Yisrael, as it says in Shir Hashirim, the Megillah that we read on Pesach. Moshcheini acharecha narutza. First moshcheini, which is lashon mashicha, and then acharecha narutza. First Hashem draws us to him, and then we follow him on our own. Is what the Svarim call Isarusa de la Eila first, and then Isarusa de la Sata. There's an awakening from above. That's the Vayikra. That's Chodesh Nisan in general. Even if we don't initiate. In Tishrei, Elul Tishrei, we initiate. Ani le Dodi, and then the Dodi Li. Nisan Pesach is the opposite. It's Dodi Li va Ani Lo, which both Pesukim are in Shir Hashira. The first day there's the Vayikra. Hashem calls to us before we do it. Hashem initiates the relationship. So Vayikra is Pesach. That's Nisan. Vayikra is Begematria Avram Avinu. Because Pesach is the Yontif of Avram Avinu. Avram was the first. Avram was the one who starts the ball rolling, as we would say. Avram Avinu was the one who draws the whole world and brings them closer to Hashem. Avraham Avinu is connected Pesach, as it says in Zohar and in Tur. Yitzchak is Shavuos. That's Vayedaber Hashem Elav, the next part of the Pasuk. Vayedaber, that's already Shavuos. Me Oyel Moyed, that's already Sukkos, because the Oyel Moyed is the Anani HaKavod. The Oyel Moyed is like the Mishkan, which is the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Anani HaKavod, which is the Sukkah. So in this Pasuk, we have all three. You have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You have the Kriya Lashon Chiba, which is now, which is Nisan, which is Pesach, which Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Gevaldige Yom of Nechama, that despite the Chet HaEgel, despite the tremendous Richuk, that HaKadosh Baruch was taking us back. And that's the Lamor over here. Tzei ve'emor lehem, I want you to give them, I want you to tell them words of Kibush, and I want you to tell them, comfort them. That's why Rashi doesn't say this by prior lemores. He says it over here. After Chet HaEgel, you should know that now nothing has changed. I still don't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu unless I have something to tell you. Meaning Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael hasn't changed one bit. Despite that there's a small aleph, despite that the stature of Klal Yisrael has been diminished as a result of Chet HaEgel. There's perhaps another reason why there's an aleph ze'ira here. One, we can connect to what the Medrash says in Vayikra here, that it's a minhag, and by the Chassidish yeshivas they do this more than by the others, is that children begin learning Sefer Vayikra. It says, Yavai Tehoirim V'yisasku B'tahara. Children that are pure should learn about Karbonis, which bring purity to Klal Yisrael. So it's a minhag Yisrael, and it's based on this Medrash, to begin learning with children Sefer Vayikra. That's the Aleph Ze'ira, small Aleph, referring to small children. And we're all small children. As we start this month, as we mentioned before, Kruvim, Karavi, we're all like small children, we're all like Tinoikos, that's the small Aleph. It's not a negative connotation at all. The Aleph Ze'ira, therefore, comes to be merames to the fact that we're all small, we're all children, we're beginning, we're starting over again, we have regained our innocence. Another interpretation brought down in Megala Amuka is, who has over 80 biurim to the Aleph Ze'ira of Vayikra. One of them is that he says that this level, we can imagine what we're talking about here, not that we can't really imagine what we're talking about here, but we'll try to just repeat what he says, that despite no matter the Madrega that we can, that Klal Yisrael was on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the year 2449, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was on, is an Aleph Zeira compared to La'asid Lavoi. It's Hevel. The Medrash uses the word Hevel, that the entire Torah that we have today is Hevel, is nothing, compared to what's coming, compared to the Torah of the future. The Torah of Parshas Vayikra here, with an Aleph Zeira, says the Zoyar in Vayichi, is an Aleph Zeira because it wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. It was an Oyel Moed, which in the Midbar. It wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. Legabe, the Torah that will be revealed in the future, which will be revealed in Eretz Yisrael. And we say this, Pasuk says it in Yeshaya, we say it when we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. Ki mitziyayin teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. When is that? And the Oyel Moed was not in Tziyayin, the Oyel Moed was not in Yerushalayim. That's going to be. It was it when we had a Beis HaMikdash, but the true Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim will be the Osid Lavoi. The Medrash, and Rashi brings it down to Shir HaShirim, which again we read on Pesach. The Pasuk says, Kisapuach ba'atzei haya'ar kein doidi bein habonim, betzilo chimatati v'yoshafti, I desire to sit and bask in his shade. And then afterwards it says, Heviani el Beis HaYoyin, he brought me into the house of wine. Says the Medrash, Rashi brings it there, but Silo Chimarati V'Yishavti is referring to Har Sinai. Har Sinai was, even though it was a small mountain, but it had a shade. We sat in the shade of Har Sinai. But there's a higher level. It's Heviani El Beis HaYoyin is the Ohel Moed. As Rashi says there, because that's where Hashem discussed in detail all the nitty-gritty, all the intricate details of the mitzvahs. And it was on Har Sinai, we were just given them in general. And in Ohel Moed, it was explained in detail, as Chazal tell us, Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether the Protois, Klolois, when they were Besinai, and then they were repeated in Oyel Moed, and they were said a third time in Arvis Moyev. Torah Shebal Peh is revealed here in Oyel Moed, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also the day of the revelation of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav was revealed on Har Sinai. Torah Shebal Peh was revealed in Oyel Moed. The need for Torah Shebal Peh, as Rav Tzadik is Mevayer many, many times throughout his Sforim, based on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ki b'roif chochma roif ka'as. He says, because of the ka'as, because of the anger that we angered Hashem, we need more chochma. And he explains, it's hard to understand, but that's what he says, that if not for chet ha'egel, it's not only he, many say the same thing, if not for chet ha'egel, aseres hadibris would have been sufficient. In fact, the Gemara really says something similar to that. The Gemara says, if not for the fact that Klal Yisrael sinned in general, the Gemara says it's in the Dorim, Bav Chof Aleph, then they would have, Klal Yisrael would have only needed Chamishuchim Shei Torah and Sefer Yehoshua, and that's it. The rest of Navi, we can understand why it wouldn't have been necessary. All the Musar wouldn't have been necessary because there would have been no Chet. From that Lashon, from that Gemara, it also infers that there wouldn't have been no Torah Shebal Peh either. Torah Shebiksav would have been sufficient. Aseres HaDibris would have been sufficient, and we would have understood everything from there. All the Torah that came afterwards is because of the Ka'as, because of the anger, because of the Chet, we have to come on to more Torah. That's what, the more Torah, we need more tikkun, so we have more Torah. So there was the Torah given to us on Har Sinai, and that was before the Chet, and then there's Torah Shebal Peh that was given to us Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Day of Atonement, the day that the Shechina returns in the Oyel Moed. That's as a result of Chet HaEgel. And where does Hashem begin? Where does the first Dibur told to us? Dafka Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, Dafka in the Mokam HaKruvim, which was similar to what Klal Yisrael initially wanted with the Egel to begin with. The Yerushalmi says, it says, V'yosisa kapoires zohov tohor. Says the Yerushalmi, kapoires is miloshen kapora. So the Yerushalmi says that the zohov of the kapoires is mechaper on the zohov of the egel. Interesting. Why the zohov of the kapoires? A lot of other kalim were also made out of zohov. The oron has gold in it. The menorah has gold. Many other, why dafka the kapoira? What's the kapoira? It's just a covering anyway. It's just a covering. It's not even really a keli. It's not really a vessel. And the answer is because, again, mineyu bei, their chet resulted because they initially thought that on their own, they came up with this idea that Hashem will speak to them through the golden image. It wasn't very desired to begin with. So dafka the kapoira is the kruvim, which is so similar, is the kapoira for chet ha'ego. And through the first day that the Mishkan was put up, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was today, tonight's Beis Nisan, but today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the first time that Hashem spoke the first halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, which were taught to Klal Yisrael, Mibein Shnei Hakruvim, Me'al HaKapoyres, Mibein Shnei Hakruvim. Dafka there. And as a result, Klal Yisrael returned to their root, which is the Bechina of Yovel. V'yosisa Shnayim Kruvim Zohav is Begamatria Toshuvu Ish El Achuzasoi. Every person, it says, in the year of Yovel returns to his original status. Klal Yisrael returned to their original status on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even after the Chet. And Hashem speaks to them, Mibein Shnei Hakruvim Dafka. And the other pasuk says, V'noi Adati L'choshom, that Pashas Trum, which according to Rashi was said after Chet Ha'egel. I'm going to set to you over there a place of meeting. It's interesting because that pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Heviani El Beis HaYoyin, which Chazal says is referring to the Oil Moyed, is Begematria Heviani El Beis HaYoyin. V'noyadati L'cha is also Begematria Yerushalayim, because the goal is Yerushalayim, the eventual Mokom that Hashem is going to speak to us when we're going to be totally clean, when Hashem will return to us permanently, which is supposed to be in Nisan. Now that we are in Nisan, the Nisan Asidon Ligoel, the Gemara says, and that's how we pass, the Geula will be in Nisan. The eventual Dibur that Hashem will speak to us, and the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, there'll be no more Hester Panim, there'll be no more Aleph Zeira, there'll be no more concealment, which Hashem will speak to us straight, like he did by Har Sinai, but then it'll be in Yerushalayim. Ki mitziyon teitzei Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. V'noyadati l'chaz begamatri Yerushalayim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day in which the Yudgimul Midos Harachamim were revealed. We know that the Yudgimul Midos Harachamim were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu after Chet Ha'egel. It's mistaken that it was Yom Kippur time, but when did it actually take effect? It takes effect at the day the Mishkan was put up. That's when we were told, that's when we find out that there's Kapora, the whole Parsha's Vayikra. This whole Parsha is all about Karbonos that are brought for the purpose of Kapora. The last Pasuk, V'chiper Olav HaKoyein Lefnei Hashem V'nislach Loi. That there's Kapora, it's possible, Kapora is Kapora. That's why all this is being said, Mi Al HaKapoyres Dafka, which is the Makom of Kapora. The Makom of Kapara, the Makom Ha'orain, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is where the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim originate from. And it's interesting, the Mizrisha Magid tells us that the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nidreshes, which we're supposed to be saying after Karbanis every morning. Rabbi Shmolayim, Abishloish Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. The 13th Midah of the 13 Midos Harachamim is two psukim that contradict one another. And it's interesting that in the Torah, more than once, Rashi quotes this 13th midah of the Yudgimul Midos here by the Kruvim, by the Oron, where Rashi brings it there in Parshas Truma, and then again at the end of Parshas Noso, which takes place for Chodesh Nisan, which was today, where there's a contradiction, because one pasuk tells us that Hashem is going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oel Moed, which indicates anywhere in the Mishkan. Another pasuk, he says, V'dibarti itcha me'al hakaporis. So nimtzu shnei ksuvim akishim zeh. Two psukim contradict one another. That's the 13th midah. And what's the answer? V'ha kosev ashlishi v'hichriya b'neihem. That Moshe came into the Oel Moed and he heard the kol midaber elof. From where? Me'al hakaporis b'ben shnei akruvim. So Moshe was standing in the Oel Moed and the voice that he heard was me'al hakaporis b'ben shnei akruvim. So it's no longer a contradiction. This is the 13th midah of the 13 Midos Shehatorah Nidreshes Bohem, which corresponds to the 13th Midah of the Yudgimul Midos Harachamim, which is also a stira. V'nake, lo yenake. That's the, well, does Hashem acquit or not? V'nake means he does, lo yenake means he does not. So it's also a stira. And what's the answer? If we do tshuva, Hashem will be menake no matter what. If not, lo yenake. V'no'adati l'chasham, which is the Mokom Ha'orom, which is where the Kaporis and the Kruvim are. These three words, Abigamatria, the word chesed 13 times. 13 times chesed is equal to 936. The no'adati l'choshom. 13 times chesed, meaning the 13 midos harachamim. What's a pella is that the egel occurred on the 39th day after Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. How many hours are there in 39 days? 39 times 24 is 936. 936. So, and Yud Gimel Midos HaRachman, 13 times Chesed is equal to 936. That 936 washes away what happened on the 39th day, which has 936 hours altogether. V'noyadati l'chosham. Dafka from there comes the first dibur here to Klal Yisrael, the nechama to Klal Yisrael, the kriya loshen chiba, the lemur that still Hashem only speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu only because of Klal Yisrael, even after the Aleph Ziru, even after the chet, even after the stature of Klal Yisrael were diminished. And for that we come to the Haftorah of this week's parasha, which begins with Amzu Yotzarti Li. This is the Yetzirah, the creation of Klal Yisrael as a nation. Klal Yisrael as a nation, our birthdays in Chodesh Nisan. Just like Avraham Avinu, the first Jew, everything about him is Chodesh Nisan. Most of what occurs about Avraham Avinu happens in Nisan, according to many opinions. The Akedah was in Nisan, the Medrash says in Shemais, which is the Vayikra over there, which is also in Chodesh Nisan. So the Yetzirah of Klal Yisrael as a nation, we left Mitzrayim, that was our birth, is in Nisan, beginning here with Parshas Vayikra, Amzu Yotzarti Li. But here in the Haftarah, we have the Pasuk, which would sound more befitting to read Yom Kippur time. Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Moichef Shoecha Lema'ani. I will erase your sins for my sake. This is the Pasuk that we say on Yom Kippur. But Chodesh Nisan is also a Chodesh of Tshuva. It's Hesoiris Melamayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us before we even initiate. Hashem initiates the relationship here. Anoichi, Anoichi, double Anoichi, like the way it'll be in the future. Anoichi, 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 Fisho'echa Lama'ani is Begematria Bereshis. It takes us all the way back to the beginning, to Bereshis, which Bereshis is either Aleph B'Tishrei, as the Baal HaTurim says, or it's Chodesh Nisan. It's Nisan or Tishrei, Machloikas, and Elu Ve'elu Divri Elokim Chayim. And the same we see later in the Haftorah, which is also a pasuk that would fit more Tishrei time. Shuva Eli Kiga Alticha, Ranu Shomayim Ki Osa Hashem Hariu Tachti Os Oretz, Pitzchu Horem Rina, which corresponds to the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Nisan, which is the acronym of the words Yismachu Hashomayim V'Sogel HaOretz. In Nisan, there's total Simcha. We even see the weather already changing. Eis hazomir higia, koil hatoyer nishma be'artzeinu. The weather changes, the season changes, the mood changes, from golus to geula, from avdus lecheirus, from chet, from chet ha'egel, to vayikra el moishe, vayidabar Hashem elav me'el moye, to regaining our innocence like little children, like kruvim, karavya, elav ze'ira. So just like children begin their learning with vayikra, we start in Chodesh Nisan, where we're like children, we also start with Sefer Vayikra. But the elav ze'ira tells us that this is just the taste, it's only a little bit, compared to what's coming, compared to what we are looking forward to. Just like then, they were looking forward to Torah Shebaktav, which was revealed to them on Har Sinai, and then Torah Shebaal Peh, which was revealed to them in Oyel Moed, which they needed as a result of Chet HaEgel. All that is only Aleph Ze'ira compared to what's coming. What's coming is the Torah of Mashiach, Pnimius HaTorah, the part of Torah that is the essence of Torah, connecting to the essence of Hashem, which will be revealed in its entirety, and it'll never end. It'll be revealed in its entirety. It'll be open completely. It's already, we have already got a taste of it with the Kabbalah Sva Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov, and before that, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi and the Baal HaTanya and all the tzaddikim, especially since the Talmidei HaBaal Shem revealed Chassidus Pnimius HaTorah to the world, which is a taste, just a taste of what's coming. Now that we are in Chodesh Nisan, which Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh HaGeula, just like then, it says, and we read last week, Masneichem Chagurim Nalechem Beragleichem Umalkelchem Beyetchem. They were ready. They had a total emunah that they're going to go out of Mitzrayim. They were dressed the part. They were already wearing their walking shoes and their sticks. They were ready to go, although it was nighttime, because they believed that Moshe Rabbeinu, the guy, is the Redeemer, and he's taking them out of Mitzrayim tomorrow, when in the morning or in the early afternoon, we're leaving Mitzrayim, even though right now it's dark and we're still in Mitzrayim. And what was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? To bring them to Har Sinai and then to Oyel Moed, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh. Now too, despite that it's dark, despite that we are now in a Choshech Kofel Mechupel of Golos, beruchni is begashmi is with gloomy event, things that are happening that are negative things that are happening. But we know we have emuna. The emuna is a chalotzav, as it says about Mashiach. We have emuna, especially now that it's Chodesh Nisan, that the geula is coming and it's imminent. But Nisan asidin ligol. The Chiddush Harim said that every Chodesh Nisan, the person has to be very careful not to be from those chas v'shalom who push it off, because every Chodesh Nisan is miyuod, is designated, especially this year. But Nisan asidin ligol is begematria tovshin ayin. And we, especially after we've experienced this year, the last few weeks, earthquakes, strange weather patterns, which can definitely is a hisoiris. We don't know why, but it's definitely a hisoiris. It's a vayikra. It's a calling. It's a calling to us. It's a calling to the whole world. Events, one after the other, that are quite unusual to happen one after the other, and such. We don't know why. We don't have a Navi today to tell us why, but every event that occurs is definitely his oiros, it's a calling. It's vayikra with an aleph, not like amolek ashakorcha baderech. It's not a vayikor, which is just a happening, a coincidence. It's a vayikra. It's a calling. Hashem is calling to us. We have to heed the calling. But now that we are already in Chodesh Nisan, a joyous month, the month of Geula, we should look forward to the diburim that are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yedei Mashiach Tzidkenu, the diburim that will be coming from Yerushalayim, from Tzion. What no longer will be an Aleph Zaira, it'll be an Aleph Rapsi, a large Aleph, Tairosai Shal Mashiach. We should experience it, V'noichal Sham, and Azvachim, and Apsachim, and we should be redeemed, the Nisan Zes, that we could all together go to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Yerak Kodesh, and sacrifice the Karban Pesach over there, the Bayis HaShlishi. Okay, so it's not Negei in there.